This year, there are 54 million women eligible to vote. 2.5 million more women than men. Enough to decide the whole election. And as November 6th draws near, you women are doing a lot of thinking about a lot of important things. For instance, you're thinking about the cost of living. You want to see living expenses stay at a reasonable level. You want your family budget to be protected against inflation. You're thinking about your family. You want to be as sure as you can that you will all go on living together in our present happiness and prosperity, in an America at peace. You're thinking about your children's future. You want them to grow up under the best possible conditions in terms of schools, health, and general welfare. And because they believe he represents their best hope of achieving these things, the women of America are making their choice for president, Dwight D. Eisenhower. But suppose we ask some of them what they think about the coming election.
My main reason for voting for Eisenhower is because I believe in his sincerity. I don't feel that he is furthering his own interests, but he is furthering the interests of the country and the people.
I feel he's a very big man, which is needed for that position, and also because he has not been and is not what I consider a politician.
I'm interested in Ike, and this is my one big reason why I'm interested in Ike.
As a woman and future homemaker and mother in America, the type of man that I want to be president is a man that I and my family and my children and those around me can look up to and respect. I think that President Eisenhower is that sort of man.
Inflation. We're not going to have that in the next 4 years if we vote right with Ike.
I'm voting for Ike because I feel that he is a God-fearing man, and I think that's essential in any leader, especially the leader of our country.
I think that Eisenhower has shown how he feels about the average working man. He's given us the minimum wage law, the changes he's made in Social Security, and I think in another 4 years he'll do even more than that for us.
I'm going to vote for President Eisenhower because he represents the things in which I believe. I like his philosophy of the dignity of man, and I also believe that he's a sincere, honest, and high caliber person.
He has a smile that could prove only one thing, and that is honesty.
So much of our future rests with the women of our country. They're the homemakers. The whole family unit revolves around them. Everything that affects the family's welfare affects them first. And everything in the family's life benefits from their influence. They do the family buying. They see that everybody in the family circle is well clothed and well fed. But beyond this, they are the custodian of its values and aspirations for the future. In their hands lies the training of our young people, to whom they pass on the rich heritage of our nation, its love of peace and justice, and its passion for freedom. The women of our country swept Dwight D. Eisenhower into office 4 years ago. They will probably decide the election this time. And they like Ike. And here's somebody else they like, too. Ike's beloved Mamie, whose smile and modesty and easy natural charm make her the ideal First Lady. Let's keep our First Lady in the White House for 4 more years.
The National Citizens for Eisenhower Nixon have presented this message to all thinking voters, regardless of party affiliation.